Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, the radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, What Changed with Gideon, already in progress.
This afternoon, I want to talk to you about the promises of God and how they work, and some of the things that God will, if you stop doing things, you got to remember, as a Christian, you're not here to do nothing. You're here to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. And since I've learned this principle, I've been able to get a lot of people healed that I couldn't get healed before, because I've learned what causes us to be sick. Who would ever dream? In fact, let me ask you this question. Let's just say that you become a Christian when you're 20. And you're just on fire for Jesus. I mean, you go into a good church somewhere, somebody brought you to a good church, and you start hearing the promises of God and all the wonderful things, and wow, your first love, and you just want to be doing something for Jesus. You want to, you know, instead of going to the bars and drinking and messing around and carousing and all that stuff, you want to go be out with these lovely Christian people, you know, that just go to good movies, you know, that see things about the kingdom, and you're just blessed, and you're just on fire, and for a year or two or 10 or 15 years, you're just on fire for Jesus. And then one day you think, okay, I'm getting a little bit older, I'm a little more reserved, so I need to quit hanging out with some of these Christians. You know, maybe I hang out with them, but that's all I'm going to do. Let's say that in all this process, I was a leader, a singer in the choir. So I had a beautiful voice. I loved to sing. In fact, my voice was so good that every once in a while, the choir director would call on me to sing a solo. Yeah, thank you. And you was always willing to do that. And let's say the pastor found out that you were a good teacher. And so when he'd have special things or need children's, some kind of teacher to teach the children, he'd ask you and you'd say, I'm ready to do that. I'll be happy to do that. But let's say you do this for a few years and all of a sudden, you know, you get up around 50. You know, now you're getting over the hill, you know, you're slowing down a little. And you think, well, I think I'm going to quit singing in the choir. Takes too much. I have to come to practice, yeah, and all that good stuff. You know, it takes time, doesn't it? I think I'll quit that. And, And, you know, being a Sunday school teacher takes preparation. You know, teaching the Word of God. So, since I'm over 50, I think I'll just let somebody else do this. And I'll just come to church. I'll tithe. And I'll go to church every Sunday. I'll still be a good Christian. But let's say you do that for 5 or 10 years. I mean, you come to church every Sunday. You know, you're a good Christian. You walk in love with people. You get along with everybody. You know, you don't ever have no bitterness or no unforgiveness or nothing like that. And you're just a good Christian. And then 5 or 10 years later, all of a sudden you come down with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer. You don't feel real well. You don't know what's wrong with you. You never had any sickness all these years. But now then you go decide, well, let's just say I'm a woman and I had breast cancer. So I go to the doctor, got this lump in my breast. I go to the doctor and the doctors check me and they say, well, yes, we're sorry, but you have breast cancer. We need to start chemo and radiation right now. And so, my goodness gracious, chemo and radiation right now, it's that bad? So, okay, let's do this. And so they put you through 6 or 8 or 10 treatments of chemo and radiation. And then the doctor says, well, ma'am, you are fortunate in remission. You're okay. You don't need to come back, but not anytime soon. But let's wait 6 or 8 months and then come back and let us check you again just to make sure that it doesn't come back. So in about 6 months or 8 months or whatever, you think, well, I guess I better run back up there. I still feel pretty good. I'm going by what I feel. I'm still not really doing anything for the kingdom. You know, I'm just going to church on Sunday. I'm not teaching my Bible study no more for sure since I've been sick. I definitely don't have the energy and everything to study, and I definitely don't have the breath to sing in the choir no more, so I just sit back and be a good Christian. And so you go back to the doctor after 8 months, and the doctor checks you, and he says, I'm sorry. This thing has come back with a vengeance. You only got a few months at best to live. There's nothing we can do. It's all over your body. So the woman now comes to the pastor of the church. She didn't go there the first time, but she goes to the pastor and says, Pastor, I need Jesus. I mean, they tell me I got stage 4 terminal cancer in breast cancer, and it's in the 4th stage, final stage, and I only got just a few months to live. When they told me this, I wanted to just jump out the window. I was on the 5th floor of the hospital when they told me that, and I wanted to just jump out and kill myself. And then I realized no murderer has eternal life, so I thought I ain't worth going to hell for. So I definitely ain't going to kill myself. So she said, I thought, well, the next best thing to do is come to the church and ask the Lord. So he says, you know, the Word of God is very clear in Proverbs 26:2. It says, no curse can come upon you undeserved. Curse, what is the curse? It's sickness and disease. Proverbs 26:2, the curse causes shall not come to rest. So what does that mean? The curse causes. In other words, if you haven't done something wrong, the curse cannot come upon you. We just don't want to hear this. Well, Pastor, what have I done wrong? You know I'm a good woman. I come to church every time the doors open. I tithe. I walk in love with everybody. You know, you see me here every Sunday, so I never get into bitterness with nobody. You know I'm a good woman. So why in the world could it be possible that I'm sick, that I have terminal cancer? He says, all I know is the Word of God clearly says the curse causes cannot come to rest. So if the curse causes cannot come to rest, there has got to be a sin in your life, something wrong for this thing to come upon you. It can't happen any other way because it's written. So she said, well, if you say that, or the Bible says that this can't come upon me without a cause, what did I do or what could I have possibly have done that would cause the Lord to do this to me? He said, well, there again, the Bible clearly says in Jeremiah 33:3 and Psalms 91:15, call unto the Lord and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. So, Pastor, will you pray for me? In other words, this is the way people are. They don't want to do nothing. They don't even want to go do this work themselves. They want, Pastor, will you pray for me? Will you ask God what I done that caused this sickness to come upon me? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, will you please show this woman what she's done that caused this sickness to come upon her and her to be stricken with terminal illness, cancer. Thank you, Lord, for showing her. And all of a sudden, the woman screams, he spoke to me. Well, what did he say? He said, because you have stopped using the gifts that I gave you, because you've stopped using them for my glory, I am cutting you off and bringing you home. Somebody says, that's not in the scripture. Oh, yeah, it is. John 15:2. Look at John 15:2. As they put John 15:2 on the board, I want you to look at John 15:2 and see what it says. How many? Every branch. Are we branches?
Yes.
And are we in Christ?
Yes.
Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes it away. He cuts it off. Praise the Lord. Now then, somebody says, you don't mean to tell me that God would do that. All I can say is, what does that say? What'd that say, Tommy? Is that exactly what it says?
Absolutely.
Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. And if you bear fruit, I'm going to prune you so that you'll be even more fruitful. So you're not going to get by without getting trimmed. And when you get trimmed, sometimes it hurts, doesn't it? If you ain't standing on the promises of God. But you know, this is a true story I just told you. This just happened just recently. A lady in Mississippi. This woman, I mean, she was an on-fire woman for God. She was a singer in the choir. She loved to sing for the church. She loved to teach Bible study classes. And then about 10 or 12 years ago, she decided to stop doing all that. She said, I'm getting older. I'll leave this up to the younger people. So she stopped singing in the choir. She stopped singing solos. And she stopped teaching a Bible study class. Now, what's she doing? Coming to church. Is she producing any fruit by just coming to church? She ain't telling nobody about Jesus. She's not praying for nobody. She's not doing a whole lot of nothing. She's just dead meat, if you want to say that. She ain't doing nothing. How many Christians do you know that are like that? Do you know a few of them? I know a whole bunch of them. I mean, I was a member of a Baptist church for 60 years before I finally become non-denominational myself with my own church. And I can remember the people that used to, when we would have 2,000 people on the roll, and they might be 500 at church on Sunday. Most of them ain't there. And most of those people, they produce no fruit for the kingdom whatsoever. And just like this woman, now just to tell you how awesome God is, whenever this pastor, he called me personally and told me this testimony himself. He said, when I asked the Lord what she had done, and he told her, he asked the Lord to tell him, or to tell him what happened, and he said that he immediately told her what she had done. He said she has stopped producing fruit or stopped bringing glory to my name for the gifts that I gave her. She's not doing anything. In other words, she's not singing in the choir. She's not teaching a class or anything. So he said, I'm going to cut her off and bring her home. And when he told her, said, the Lord just told me he's going to cut you off and bring you home because you stopped producing fruit for his kingdom. She said, but I'm not ready to die. I'm really not old enough to die. She's old enough to stop producing fruit for the kingdom, but she's not old enough to die. See, that don't compute in God's computer. So anyway, he said, well, you know what the word says. 1 John really 1:9 just says, if we confess our sin, he's righteous and just to forgive our sin and restore us to fellowship. Is that what it says? So if we're not ready to die, what do we need to do? Repent. Repent for your sin.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, What Changed with Gideon? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.